Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
J-Lo and A-Rod announced their breakup, why they couldn't make it work. Then Justin Theroux gets real about his split from Jen Aniston. And Lady Danbury reveals what's really going on with Reggae Jean.
It's not a huge surprise.
We have some breaking news. J-Lo and A-Rod broke up. It's official this time. They have called off their engagement. Justin is out. So Kim and I are joined again by Liliana Vasquez.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay, you guys, Jennifer and Alex released a joint statement saying, "We have realized we are better off as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Out of respect for them, the only other comment we have to say is thank you to everyone who has sent kind words and support." So, be honest, were you surprised?
Well, first of all, I'm upset that we're sitting here saying the news, but we're all like this. I was like, I don't think we're supposed to be smiling right now.
I'm smiling because I'm here with you guys. Okay, okay.
I'm just happy to be here.
But you predicted it. That's why I'm upset.
Maybe that's why I was smiling. You know, yes. I don't ever wish for the downfall of anybody, and breakups are hard, especially when you have mended families. For sure. But yeah, I always smile a little bit when I'm right about something.
Yes.
Wait, Krista, when did you call this? Did you call this before the first kind of like breakup that wasn't a breakup?
A month ago, yeah. I just felt like it just had gotten messy. And I do think there's sometimes a way back, but it's really hard when it's gotten as messy as it got. And you know, when you do have children, you don't want to force something. Like, why go to the point where you're going to get married if something doesn't feel right? I think J-Lo and A-Rod, they're old enough. They've been in enough relationships at this point to know, like, when it doesn't feel right, let's just call it. Mm-hmm. Let's keep the peace. Let's not make things uglier. We've got kids involved. Let's just keep the peace and let's just be friends.
But I think that is the problem. The kids are involved. You know, these relationships, you know, you're together and your children bond and then you break up. So each time your children have to go through the breakup also. So I think that's what really hurts my heart, that, you know, they're going to stay together and the friends will see each other, but it's not the same because they vacationed together. They did everything together.
I also felt as though J-Lo didn't like the picture that was painted about A-Rod during the breakup, whether that was their truth or not. Mm-hmm. To me, if I was dating a man with children, I want the children, because especially if I fall in love with those children, I want them to think that their dad is the king of the world, and I don't want anybody, no matter what, I don't care how I feel about him because of how I feel about the kids, to say anything other than he's the king of the world, because that's what your daddy is. Right?
And I think that's exactly right. And I think that's why we went through this whole first breakup a few months ago. That wasn't on their terms, right? They were not controlling the narrative of that breakup. The public was. And I think that's exactly what she was doing. And if you look at her history as an ex, the way that Ben Affleck talks about her, the way that Mark Anthony talks about her, this is a woman who her exes love her. You know what I mean? And I think it's because of that. I think she has children with Mark Anthony. I think she does her best to stay friendly in these breakups.
She's a positive vibe.
She is. At
I
all
love her.
Times.
Yeah. If I broke up with her, I'd still be in love with her too.
Whoever. Who? How do you move on from her?
Yeah, she's a
but
great
I do
person.
Think that this was a breakup on their terms. They got to control the statement. They were able to issue the statement with a press outlet that they were comfortable with. And I do think if you know J-Lo and A-Rod, they are business people. Yes, they are people, but they are business people as well. And I think this was on their terms. And that's what was most important to them, to protect those kids. Because I think you said this earlier on the phone. You had said, you know, their kids aren't little anymore. These aren't kids in kindergarten or first grade. They've got teenagers. They all have phones. They have the ability to read the press.
They will know.
And they will know what's going on. So I think you're right.
Right. And I think you said something important. They're business people. This could affect their business. So they have to stay friendly about it. You know, you have a bad breakup. Now your business is affected.
Yeah.
No. So I think it's going to be okay.
I'm
sad for, but not really. A-Rod, holla at your girl.
He hasn't even been single for a day. And Kim is
Because I think J-Lo would like him to be with me. I'm just a regular girl. I'm not in the public eye.
Right.
I have a son.
Now, can I say one thing that did surprise me? So I follow both of them on Instagram. And just, I think maybe like 18 hours ago, he was posting videos. I don't know if he's at her house or his house, but he was posting videos of family photos, and it said it tagged at J-Lo. We have it right here. Oh. It tagged at J-Lo in a heart GIF. And I don't know whose home this is, but there's lots of photos. There's photos of Emmy, there's photos of J-Lo and him. And he had kind of like this very emo Coldplay song playing in the back. This was just 18 hours ago.
Oh.
So I found the timing on that a little bit strange. Meanwhile, J-Lo has shared pictures without her engagement ring. We saw those beautiful photos of her.
So what are you trying to say? She
didn't blindside him. No, I think
she broke up, walked away. That's what you're trying to say from the photos. He's heartbroken.
The joint statement's really from J-Lo.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's a joint. Honey, you've messed up. I got this. I'll do the joint statement.
I mean, listen, if anyone runs things, it is Jennifer Lopez. She runs it better than anyone. So all I'm saying is I was surprised to see that post from him not even 24 hours ago and then read this news.
But time
maybe
will
like
tell.
We said, as you mentioned before, all of her exes love her. Maybe they really had that heart-to-heart conversation and said, you're always family, you're always a friend, but I am not your woman anymore.
Right? I believe that.
And maybe he feels the same way. And so he's just saying, look, I will keep pictures of J-Lo in my house.
Yes.
My kids will still be playing with her kids. And you guys don't call me weird because I'm telling you right now, we are still going to be that joint family. Like the Kardashians. Like, look at Khloe and all of her exes and all the exes in the family. They're all still in the family, you know? So once family,
always family. But what will happen if she moves on and she gets another guy who has kids?
Then you slow down on that family.
Then you're going to have to move on.
Then you start to slowly step away.
By the way, their children are old enough to establish their own relationships with each other. Like we said, they're not little kids. They're teenagers.
16, 13.
They want to hang out. They want to be friends. Like, despite whether their parents are together or not, I mean, they don't care. They're going to develop their own set of relationships.
I'm sad.
No, you're not. You are already pitching yourself to A-Rod.
I pitch myself to every man. It is what it is.
This is the half of enough out, is you'll catch finding a fish. Kim the right man.
That is true.
That's it.
That is true.
You know,
all right, let's move on, you guys. Now to a couple who broke up years ago but remain super close. Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. Justin is setting the record straight about their divorce in Esquire magazine, saying they did not want to have a dramatic split and they still love each other. So they didn't have a dramatic split. So what the heck went wrong with these two? They still seem so perfect for each other. Why couldn't they make it work?
You know, we don't know. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. We don't know how people break up. I mean, I think about me and I look back at my exes and I was like, why did you do that? Could you go back? Nope. You know, there's certain things your girlfriend doesn't know, but you really know at the core. So obviously, and they had a lot of friends, the same friends.
Do. Yeah.
So I think they'll remain friends, but
I mean, it is possible that people just grow apart. without drama, without all, yeah. It just happens. And it could be that these two just grew apart. I mean, when we look at them, I think of them, they're beautiful, they're wealthy, they're successful in their own careers. What could possibly go wrong? But at the end of the day, they're just
I got the answer. Yeah. I'm sorry, I got the answer. People at home, I'm sorry, it's the pandemic, it's the COVID. You look at J-Lo, you look at Jen. This, when you're living with a person that you really didn't live with, you find out everything. And I want everyone at home to be patient. Be patient with your partner. I know you didn't know that they chew with their mouth open and they slurp their coffee and they breathe heavy because you're never home. But just take a moment. It's going to open up soon. Be strong. Keep those relationships.
That's very true. The pandemic made or break.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
For some people, you either got a divorce or you got pregnant.
Yes. That's what happens
exactly.
During a pandemic.
Totally. Or both.
Well, you know what? I will say it is nice to see a breakups that happen peacefully, you know, and it doesn't always turn ugly in Hollywood because there's a lot of people who are able to do that. And I think it's a lot about the maturity, of course, how it goes down and just, you know, remembering you did love this person at one point, right? There's a reason why you fell in love with them. There's a reason why you married them. And maybe you don't work together now, but you can still have love for that person and wish the best for them. So I'm happy that that has happened. All right, coming up, why Kira Sedgwick is forever banned from Tom Cruise's house. This is a hilarious story you need to hear. Then, one of the women from Colton Underwood's Bachelor season is going to join us live, how she really feels about him coming out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our curiosity can get the best of us sometimes, but for Kira Sedgwick, it got her banned from Tom Cruise's house. Here's what she told Drew Barrymore.
We got invited over for dinner with, like, lots of famous people, like Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, and Nicole was there. It was one of those nights. There was this this, like, fireplace mantle, and I was looking around. There was this little button underneath the mantle, so I pressed the little button. Nothing happened, and then I got a little nervous. So I tapped Tom on the shoulder, and I said, I pressed this button. And he goes, that's the panic button. And so the cops came. It was something. I didn't get invited back.
I love Kira.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Be honest, Kim. Would you push the button?
First of all, you know I'm going to have to text Kira today and say, first of all, it was under the mantle.
Right, right.
You nosy little butt. Yeah. Because you have to do like this. You have to see it. You went under, and then would I push it? No. It's Tom Cruise. We know he's all secretive anyway. Tom, you don't
Mission
even know.
Impossible.
That's Mission Impossible. Mission Impossible. Come on.
Yeah.
No, and I've been to one of Tom's parties. Let me tell you something. It is fancy and all the people. And you're so busy looking at the celebrities. And there's no way I would go and say, oh, what's this?
But wait, okay, so when you are at these, okay, so when people come into my house is an open book. Like, I don't have anything that I'm, like, ashamed or scared of. Like, you can walk around. You can use my mask.
No.
Wait, really? You're not, like...
There's some things under my bed and in the closet. Don't you dare go in there.
So people kind of, like, I let people use my master bathroom. And someone has said that to me. They're like, oh, I can use your bathroom. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. It's the nicest one. And they're like, oh, okay. But I realize not everybody has that level of comfort. So when you're at a celebrity's house, I've never been to a celebrity's house, so you got to tell me, do they let you kind of roam freely, or do they contain you in a wing?
No, not a wing, but Tom Cruise definitely had some security-looking scary people. They were very professional-looking, but they were around the house, and so you're not going to go up the steps. You're not going to go, you know, certain areas. I don't think it was like, no, but think about a fireplace.
Yeah.
You will go, and you see, it's right there, and he was right there, obviously. And he's a very, very nice man, but I know he had to go like... Now, next time when I really need them, they're probably not going to come.
Definitely not.
That's hilarious.
Have you ever done that, gone into somebody's house? I always look in the medicine cabinet.
See, you're the
no,
reason
people don't give access to master bathrooms.
Exactly. No, I would never dare go outside of the
zone.
Confined zone yeah. where the party seems to be because, I don't know, I don't like people going into my bedroom without me inviting mm-hmm. them to. If it's like my family or best
right.
friend, that's one
do.
Thing.
People do.
But
people
if it's like snoop, a stranger and they try to go into my bathroom, I'd be like, What are you doing in
Thank
there?
Thank you.
Why are you going in there?
I've seen people at my house, like, go up the steps. I'm like, hey, where are you going?
Nobody's down here. I only clean this area.
I think the difference is you guys live in L.A., so you have actual space for people to roam. In New York,
true,
I live in,
true.
Like, 850 square feet. So if I try to keep true. People out of places, they're like, you want me to just hang out in the kitchen? Like, there's nowhere to go.
That
so
is different.
I think it's different when you live in small apartments versus yeah. when you live in L.A. and you have, like, a three-bedroom home. Like, there's a guest bathroom. Like, you have one bathroom
That's
in,
true.
In the city.
That's
No, you're lucky.
Kira's crazy behind.
That is crazy. I would never push a button at Tom Cruise's house.
No.
Hell no.
I'm just for fun? Just
no.
for fun.
I mean, I'd be tempted, but.
Because I think you're going to push in here that Mission Impossible music.
Exactly. Well, come on. All right, up next, you guys, Bachelor Nation's Demi Burnett is here weighing in on Colton Underwood. Was it wrong for him to do The Bachelor? We'll discuss with her after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back. It's time for today's Hollywood Minute. This year marks a decade since Anne Hathaway and James Franco's Oscars hosting disaster. The show's writers are now coming clean, telling the website The Ringer it was like the most uncomfortable blind date between the cool rocker stoner kid and the adorable theater camp cheerleader. They say Anne was around to work on the script, but James was hard to get a hold of because he was balancing acting and school. Okay, so now we know. Katy Perry is not holding back her thoughts on social media. She just tweeted, "Social media is trash." Then she added, "The decline of human civilization," with the hashtag "I said what I said." Now, it's unclear why she wrote this, but her fans are tweeting in support. And the Fast and Furious saga continues with Vin Diesel versus John Cena. Here's the wild new trailer for F9.
It's a long time, Dom. Little brother. You always say never turn your back on family. But you turned your back on me. Now your little family is in my world.
Ooh, it looks good. F9 hits theaters June 25th, and that is your Hollywood Minute. All right, I sat down with the one and only Lady Danbury from Bridgerton, who spilled the tea on the upcoming season and told me why Reggae John really left the show.
So wonderful to see you, Lady Danbury.
Words I do not hear often enough.
Please welcome to Daily Pop, Lady Danbury herself, Bridgerton Sir Adjoa Ando. So good to see you. I'm such a huge Bridgerton fan. What was your response to the huge, massive response? Did you know that was going to happen?
No, of course not. I mean, obviously, it's Shonda Rhimes' first outing with Netflix, so we knew that that was an amazing partnership. And it's sort of surreal because, you know, it all blew up as we're in lockdown, so it's like, hooray, from my kitchen.
You guys are filming season two right now. Is it as sexy as season one?
We're following the overriding framework of Julia Quinn's beautiful novels. So there are 8 Bridgerton children, one down, 7 to go.
Yes, that is what happens.
When one is angry.
When one burns for someone who does not feel the same.
Reggae John broke our hearts when he announced he was not going to be on season 2. There's a lot of rumors swirling around as to why. Do you know why?
Season 2, it's Anthony Bridgerton. So there you are. You know, that's the arc of the show. And, you know, we all love reggae and we're all going to miss reggae. But, you know, it's not a huge surprise.
Is there anything about reggae that maybe we don't know?
His sense of humor. the way he loves to have a good argument, the way he loves to discuss and ruminate and think about things. We both share a love of punk.
Oh,
Redwood.
Okay.
He's a lovely man, and he'll be my friend for life.
You became the Netflix queen. I mean, you are now also in The Witcher, which you're working on. Tell us about that show.
You know, it's headed up by the lovely Henry Cavill, who I get to work with, which is an absolute delight. She's a sort of healer. She looks after refugees and waifs and strays in her spiritual home.
I know you've been married happily for several years, but you have worked with some really hot guys. You've got Henry Cavill now, you've got Regé Jean, you've got Matt Damon. Girl, what? I mean, does that ever get old?
Listen. I'm from a tiny dairy village in the middle of the countryside. I can milk cows by hand. So look, all of this is a bonus.
So amazing talking to her. I love her. The upcoming seasons of Bridgerton and The Witcher will premiere on Netflix later this year. All right, coming up, The Bachelor's Demi Burnett joins us to talk about Colton. We'll be right back.
Oh, look at the kids.
Cute.
I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay.
So many people were cheering you on and wanting you to find love. And now they may feel that you misled the public and misled those women from that season.
I do think I could have handled it better. But I also, at the same time, but I can sit here and say I'm sorry to all of those women. I can also say thank you. Because without them and without the Bachelor franchise, I don't know if this would have ever came out.
Wow. That's Colton Underwood reflecting on his time on The Bachelor, knowing he was gay. Joining us now is someone who was on his season, Demi Burnett. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
Good. So I got to know first, you were, of course, on his season. Were you surprised by this announcement, and how did you feel when you heard it?
Of course I was surprised, but not in a negative way at all, definitely in a positive way. I support anyone who's going to be brave enough to come out publicly. You know, that's a really hard thing to do. I mean, I did it myself, so.
Yeah, there it is. You struggled with coming out as bisexual during your time on Bachelor in Paradise. Now, did that hurt or help you to come out in such a public way?
It definitely helped me because it's kind of...
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It definitely helped her.
You froze a little bit, but we heard that it helped you, so that's good. Colton said that he found out he was gay or realized he was gay around freshman year of high school. So my question for you is, being on the show, do you think it was wrong for him, maybe personally, even for his own detriment, to go do a show like The Bachelor?
No, I don't think it was wrong. I think that everybody has their own journey and everyone has to... You know, whenever you're coming out, you got to figure it out. And so I think that he did it exactly how his story was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if that's the case, do you believe him when he said he wouldn't have come out if he hadn't been on The Bachelor?
I don't know. I mean, maybe eventually he would have. I'm not sure how I feel about that. You know, it's hard to like speak on somebody else's coming out story because it is so hard and it is so scary. Mm-hmm. But I like to think that I might have inspired him a little bit to come out.
Yeah. Have you talked to him? Did you send him any messages or any notes? Do you guys still communicate?
No, I'm really close with Cassie, so my loyalties lie with her. But I am proud of him for coming out.
Okay, so now I have to ask, how does Cassie feel about this news being broken? Do you know?
No. Cassie is being bombarded, I'm sure. So I just texted her and I said, hey, call me whenever you're ready to talk about it. And just giving her space.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing you can do right now, because I'm sure everybody is hitting up wanting to know how she feels about that. But you believe that their relationship was real. Do you believe Colton really loved Cassie?
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely believe that. That's the thing too. I think that love and everything is very much more complex than just, okay, so Colton's gay. That doesn't mean he never loved Cassie. It's more complex than that, I believe.
I totally agree with that.
I agree with that also.
So what are we going to see you next on?
What's going on with you, Demi? What's next for you?
Who knows? I'm somebody put me on TV show, please. I am so down for it.
Are you in love right now?
I just was going to ask that.
I'm in love with myself.
Yes.
Okay. That's the first step. That is definitely the first step.
Demi, we always love talking to you. You're the sweetest. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Y'all are awesome.
All right, you guys, and for all of you Bachelor Nation fans, you can catch the new season of The Bachelorette June 7th on ABC. Still ahead, we're getting Eco Chic, the must-have products that you're going to want at exclusive discounts. Don't go anywhere. It is time for Deals for Real. Liliana is going to get us stocked up with some of the best sustainable products in honor of Earth Day next week. All right, girl, throwing it to you. What you got?
Okay, so here's the thing. Earth Day can be chic AF. And to celebrate Earth Day on April 22nd, I scored some huge deals for y'all on sustainable products that are both green and clean. And to start shopping these eco-chic finds, all y'all have to do is scan that QR code on your screen right now. All right, we're kicking things off with sustainable lounge sets. These live in my closet. I love this brand. This is from Pact, and I picked out a few of my favorites. And if you notice, we have styles for the men, the ladies, and the little ones. How cute is this little leopard set? Each one is made from top quality organic cotton, which does help save tons of water. And Pact actually says that they don't use any toxic chemicals during production. Pact has styles for men and women, but I'm sorry, these little mini sets are like the cutest thing I have ever seen. I love the leopard print hoodie that we have down here, these little floral print PJs, and today Pact is actually giving us a 20% discount on everything on their site except for items that are already on sale, so get to shopping. Now, one thing I learned in 2020 is that toilet paper is king. I mean, it was only a year ago when I was bartering homemade banana bread for a little extra TP, let's not forget. So you guys are going to love this next item. This is bamboo toilet paper from Tushy. And during my Earth Day research, I found out that 15 million trees a year are destroyed just to be flushed down the toilet. So Tushy is set on shrinking that number by making all of their TP with 100% unbleached sustainable bamboo. And I know what y'all are thinking, is it soft? Yes, it is so incredibly soft. Plus, if you're like me, I hate the idea of seeing like white toilet paper in my bathroom. So their rolls come outside of plastic packaging, and they also include all these beautiful prints that I think add so much color and style to your bathroom. Tushy also has an entire line of environmental friendly bathroom products. So you can go ahead and use the promo code to score 15% off any of their products today, but definitely grab these and get them in bulk. Now, an easy way to reduce our overall plastic use is to do away with plastic straws. Personally, I carry my own metal straw, and now you can take that one step further by adding reusable cutlery to your purse. One of my favorite new brands that I've discovered recently is called Final. And what they've done is taken the purse work to the next level with the coolest reusable cutlery. You can see them right here. They're so fancy, so chic. And just adding this to your bag or your keychain will help eliminate single-use plastic cutlery, which is such a small thing that we can all do to help save our planet. They offer a spork. Yes, a spork, y'all. It is a spoon and a fork in one. This one is made of stainless steel and silicone, and it easily pops open. It comes in these beautiful little containers. You just flip it open like that, and out it pops. They also have reusable straws as well. These are reusable and collapsible. Both of them tiny enough to fit on a keychain or in your pocket. And they come in all these really beautiful, kind of elegant, elevated colors and carrying cases. And I got y'all a great deal. You can save 30% on each of these items just by scanning the QR code on your screen. Okay, next up is one of my favorite clean beauty brands. It's called Alpen. I've had to completely reset my beauty routine since I found out I was pregnant. So this is a skincare line that sustainably harvests wildcrafted ingredients straight from the mountains of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This right here is incredible. This is the Wild Huckleberry Peel. So it's like a threefer. It's a mask, a peel, and a polish all in one product. And wildberry, if you guys don't know what that is, it's a super fruit packed full of antioxidants that protect and strengthen your skin. It also smells incredible. But if you're looking for an eye cream, this one is incredible as well. This is a hydrating eye cream that helps fill those lines. You can use it under your makeup to get rid of pesky dark under eye circles. This has vitamin C and caffeine to help reduce puffiness that I think we all deal with in the mornings. Okay. Now let's talk about that body yaddy yaddy yaddy, all right? Bathing Culture is the brand that everyone is talking about right now. Their sustainable bath and body products are incredible. Each one is made purely from plants and minerals. That means no toxins, no parabens, or none of that yucky stuff with those ingredients that you can't read on the back of the packaging. This truly is organic self-care. They're also one of the few companies to use bottles that are made from 100% pre-existing recycled material. And the best part about this brand is all of that is sourced locally right here in Cali. They have this incredible mind and body wash. It's really hydrating. And it's an organic formula. This is super concentrated. So when I tell you, don't like soak it all over your loofah, like a tiny little dab will do. One of these bottles will last you forever. So I love that because it's such a good value for the price. This is also a multi-purpose soap. And what I mean by that is that you can use it on dishes. You can use it on surfaces. You can even use this soap to clean your fruits and vegetables. That is why I love Bathing Culture. There's also a mineral bath soak. There's also this body oil. I have been rubbing this on my belly almost every single night. And what I love that they've done for us is you don't have to pick just one product, because with the discount I scored for y'all, y'all can save 25% off site-wide. So go ahead and stock up now. They also have these huge sizes as well if you're into stocking up. And to shop all of these amazing finds and deals before they're gone, scan the QR code right now. And I know you guys love to shop these deals, so we created a very special newsletter that is going to give you an early first look at all of the products that I pick out for you every week. And to sign up and to shop, just open up your camera, point it right here at the QR code, or y'all can head to eonline.com/shop. And remember, E may get a commission for sales made through our site. Carissa, eco chic, right?
Very good. You got lots of good finds there. Very exciting. All right, coming up, you guys, from Sugar Ray to the Masked Singer, Mark McGrath is here to talk about getting kicked off last night, plus a look back at some of his wild looks. That's next. Good stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep it going for the Orca.
Take it off. Take it off.
Another one bites the dust on the Masked Singer. The Orca is joining us now. Welcome, Mark McGrath. How are you feeling after getting the boot?
I'm doing okay, ladies. I feel fine. You know, it was such a wonderful experience on that show. And some of the guesses they gave me, I feel like I belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dave Grohl? Billy Joe Armstrong? Come on!
Oh, my God.
Who are they watching?
That is great. Well, there was a lot of speculation online that you were the Orca. And, you know, after you told that story about your early days delivering your audition tapes in a pizza box, now, were you surprised that the fans knew that?
You know what? When I was discussing with production, I go, you know, I've told this pizza box story a lot out there. They're like, oh, it's so buried. We already looked it up. And so people did their research. People love that show. So you can't fool the audience out there. They know what to look for. But I fooled the judges. So that's all I care about, you know?
Absolutely. And everyone has their reasons for going on the show. But I want to know, what made you want to go on the show? Like, what was that point? You're like, this is a show I cannot pass up.
Well, it scared the living daylights out of me to join a singing competition. Now, ironically, I make my career, my living as a singer, entertainer. But I have a tone. No one's ever confused my voice with Pavarotti or Freddie Mercury or even Adam Levine. You know, so I said, maybe I could be in a 9-foot orca costume and get by in some chutzpah and some energy and sing some songs outside of what people probably think my wheelhouse is. And I had a great time. I lasted about as long as I thought I was going to. There's world-class talent on that stage, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
So did you tell your kids before you went on? And I mean, what did they think about your performance?
I absolutely did not tell them because they're such blabbermouths. You know, there's no way I could tell anybody. So the first week, you know, and my kid's almost 11, so I'm starting to be not cool to them anymore. And so the first week, my son watched Orca and he goes, Dad, Orca's kind of cool. And I'm like, yeah, he all right. You know what I mean? And so when I was unmasked, they freaked out. They freaked out. It was a magic moment. I wish I should have filmed it, but I'm from the old school when we used to have, you know, Polaroids and stuff. So I forgot to film it.
Oh my God, that is great.
That is
they
so...
probably were running around the house screaming.
I know. Now I have to ask. This is such an unfair question. Okay, but what is more fun for you, doing the Masked Singer or rocking out with Sugar Ray?
you know, each has their own, you know, amount of fun. Mass Singer was so foreign to me, so that was thrilling. But, you know, playing songs that we wrote that mean a lot to people, there's no bigger thrill than that, you know, and I'm so honored to do that. I'm so grateful for my day job. And these songs mean something to people, you know, it's a pleasure.
All right. Well, you guys have been going strong since the 90s. I mean, what keeps you going?
I love to doing what I do. I mean, it's why I watch you ladies. It looks like you guys are having a great time and you love what you're doing. You know, I always say at our shows, if you had half as much fun as I did on stage, you're doing all right. You know, so I get to perform music for a living. You think I'm going to give this up? I mean, the last Sugar Ray show will probably be, I'll be 75 years old in a Denny's in Barstow, and I'll fall into a Grand Slam practice and go, I just want to...
As long as the fans show up, you just keep on playing. And before we let you go, you have had some pretty wild looks over the years.
Yes.
We're looking at some of your best ones. So we want to take a look at some of the old ones. Okay, so here you are. We've got you in all leather on the red carpet. I hope it wasn't warm that day, because leather is not friendly to hot temperatures.
No, and I was not wearing undergarments either, so it was extra unpleasant that evening. That was my Elvis look for the 99 MTV Video Music Awards, and I think I took it a little too far. Nothing like baggy leather pants, you know what I mean, to save the day.
I hope you had a lot of baby powder. All right, now here you are, melting hearts on the guitar.
Nice.
I love it. I mean, is there anything sexier than a man in a guitar?
I like that hair, too.
I know, the hair's so good. And we got to also say, you got the best highlights in Hollywood.
Man.
Yes.
I never let them go. You know what I mean? They've been so whack for so long that they've come back around now. It's cool. It's back in style, man. All the kids are doing it.
Hot.
Right. And I think we have one more. This one I think we both love.
This is the best one. This is the best one.
I'm not seeing what you're seeing, but I'm sure you're laughing,
my
right?
God, I can't believe it.
Oh, no. We have your doppelganger on right next to you. Who is that, Mark?
Who is your twin?
I bet it's Ethan Hawke, right?
Yes! Oh, my God, the same hair.
Those are twins.
Yes.
So bad. I feel so bad for Ethan Hawke, because he got asked on the Today Show once. He was doing, you know, he's a serious actor and he had a book out. And after the interview, Katie Couric's like, so Ethan, I got to say, do you know who your doppelganger is? Do you know who you look exactly like? And they did a split screen, like what you guys just did, of Ethan and me. He just went, yeah, I've been told that before. And he just did that. You can see him die a little inside.
No,
I feel bad
way.
For the guy, man.
Oh,
much
no.
love to you, Ethan.
He would be proud. Thank you so much, Mark. I love you. The Masked Singer airs Wednesday on Fox, everybody.
I love you guys, too.
Bye. Take care. And coming up, you guys.
Thank you, girls.
Justin Bieber's marriage confessions, why his first year with Hailey was really tough. Plus, can you guess the celeb who took this makeup-free selfie? The answer is definitely going to surprise y'all. We're going to show you who it is next. Welcome back to Day of the Pop. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celeb who posted this makeup-free selfie because she said she wanted you to know who she really looked like. You guys know who that is?
Judge Judy. Okay, I was just saying, I'm just taking a wild guess. You know, she could look younger, you know, without a makeup on.
Wait, so this is just no makeup. This isn't like in a makeup chair transforming for a film prosthetics.
Yeah, no makeup.
Tina Fey.
Trisha Yearwood. Don't you see? She just normally does a lot more glam. We don't ever see her in glasses.
Yeah, totally. She threw the glasses on and everything.
And the headband.
Yep.
I also have to say, like, we were talking about this earlier, but lashes and brows.
Oh, yeah.
You just wouldn't recognize me.
You
don't know who I am.
First of all,
incognito.
Oh, no. I look 80, and I look like my brother Kyle.
She posted this because she posted a glam shot, and she was getting all these compliments, and she's, you know, she's all about, like, she goes, I want you guys to see what I really look like. So I feel like a lot of celebrities have been doing that lately and saying, like, here's me with no filter, here's me with no makeup. Maybe Rexha, you know, is doing
that.
She's posting her swimsuit shots and saying, like, let's celebrate what our bodies really look like.
Well, that's because we've been walking around for a year looking like that at home.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we've gotten comfortable, and it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is.
I love Miss Yearwood. I love that she did that.
All right, you guys. Justin Bieber says his marriage to Hailey Baldwin got off to a rough start. In GQ magazine's May issue, Justin admits the first year of marriage was really tough. There was just lack of trust. There was all these things that you don't want to admit to that person that you're with because it's scary. You don't want to scare them off by saying, I'm scared. So how do you move forward whenever there is lack of trust?
Well, I think you have to identify, are you the one bringing that to the relationship, or is the relationship that you're in causing you to have trust issues, right? That person isn't responsible for any of the past trauma or trust issues that someone inflicted on you. So I think in that situation, you kind of have to do the work on yourself versus letting that affect the relationship that you're in.
Yeah, you're
right. I've been to a lot of therapy.
Right.
but that's such a good point because sometimes, you know, you get caught up in what has happened to you in the past and you just, it's like, I got to the point, I remember being like that because I had so many guys just be unfaithful or shady that I felt like when I got into a good relationship, I just waited. I was like, eventually,
the shoe was going to drop.
Something's going to happen. The bridge is going to collapse. And, you know, I'm just waiting for it. And so my little, you know, I'd have like one little ear open and I'd have one little third eye looking at little things, just waiting for things to happen. And, you know, then you finally get into a solid, healthy relationship and you realize, like, I need to not stop with that energy because I'm going to ruin this before it even gets a chance to flourish.
But there's some people that can't stop. There are friends that I know that they've been burnt so many times that they can't trust this person and they ruin relationships.
Yeah.
I think you have to start with a clean slate and let the person show you who they are and hopefully they're great, but don't have that in the back of your mind.
And when they show you who they are,
believe
like Maya Angelou says,
believe them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, can a couple be successful if they have trust issues? You know, you just have to work on it, right? I mean, we've seen Jana Kramer, Mike Cawson. I mean, there's a perfect example of a couple who had severe trust issues. The relationship was broken, and they have worked their butts off to save it, and their marriage is stronger than ever.
And that's what it takes, work. When one person is not working, well, especially the one that, you know, caused the mistrust, they're the ones that really have to work hard.
Yeah.
I mean, not go crazy, but you really have to prove yourself. And the other person can't be, who's that on your phone? What's going on? Just, you know.
Yeah, and it's a choice. I always say this, like marriage, I've been married 13 years. Like marriage is a choice that I make every single day. It's not a choice I made 13 years ago that I'm just stuck in, right? It is a proactive choice that I make to be a good partner to my husband, to be good to myself. And I think if both people make that decision every day with the little things, then you end up with a really successful relationship, despite trust issues, because they will come up over, people are not perfect.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got ADHD, so that's gonna be a problem for me.
I get a blessing too sometimes. I have it as well. And sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot that happened.
I'm mad at you now.
I forgot I was pissed. Okay, now it's time to test our fashion knowledge with a round of budget friendly or budget buster. Okay, so is it expensive or not? First up, Katy Perry, cute white dress. Budget friendly or budget buster? This is going to be a buster, I believe.
Oh, this has to be a buster. I think that looks like leather to me, like a leather trench dress. It's on Idol. She's wearing it on Idol.
It's the shoulder, the little wings on the shoulder. That's expensive right there.
It looks
absolutely
like it fits perfectly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That is a new car.
$6,000?
Chump change.
For one outfit?
You can't come within like 2 feet of me.
Oh, I'm going into the fashion business.
I want a new budget for my wardrobe. Olivia Munn kept it casual in this plaid button-down top.
Okay.
Did she break the bank?
No.
I feel like she's totally like down to earth. I feel like she might shop at Forever 21 because she's that cool and she's like, I can make anything look expensive.
Right. She's like, I'm cute.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Boom.
Boom.
Okay. Heidi Klum, this bright green blazer headed to the America's Got Talent set recently.
We already know.
Hello.
It's Heidi Klum.
It's Heidi Klum.
She's a supermodel. She has designer friends. I mean,
green is expensive. Yeah.
What's the answer? Tell us.
Right there.
All right, you guys. Tomorrow, our relationship expert is here to answer all of your dating questions. So tune in for that. Plus, we're going to get really destructive by trying out Smash Therapy. We are breaking SHIT.
you know what. All right, check out Daily Pop tonight at 11:30. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Bye.
That was fun.
That was a great show.
That was really fun. This outfit is this. No.